Blog Talk Radio.
Healing.
awaken my soul, come into the light, awaken my spirit, like your candle burn bright, awaken my
not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart. And you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
Welcome to the Healing Fountain Show. This is Jan Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom and grounding the energies over there in the US of A. We have the inimitable Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary?
Hello. Hello, Jan Christie. Hi, everyone. Welcome to yet another installation of the Healing Fountain, another edition. Here we are.
Yeah, week 114. 114.
114. That's a good number. Yes. And we have a very special guest coming on with us, Megan Webster, who will be on a little bit later. And I had the privilege to listen to Megan. She did a couple of Blog Talk radio shows with Issa Arguello, who also we were privileged to have Issa on with us, and she's an amazing young lady. So you're in for a treat.
She's only 13 years old, and she's going to speak to us about crystal children and star seeds, music, and all types of healing. And Megan
Wonderful.
Is a crystal healer herself. Yeah, wow. It's amazing, isn't it? And I've just been speaking to her before the show. She said that all her family are star seeds, and she has two younger brothers as well. And she just looked like a normal teenager. She was there on the video cam chewing her gum, her cheddy or chuggy, or whatever you call it there.
what do you call it?
Chubby?
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. And she's requested a song by Selena Gomez, and it's called Love You Like a Love Song. So we'll give that a spin before we bring her on. Here we go.
Awesome.
Naturally, and naturally.
お客様、どうぞよろしく。次のシンガーはセリナ・ゴーメン。ウォーウォ
ー。It's been said and done. Every beautiful thought's been already sung. And I guess right now here's another one. So the melody will play on and on. With the best of
very popular in the chat room. Everybody's applauding. And Megan loves that one, don't you, Megan? I quite liked it myself, actually. But then I like catchy songs. It's very catchy. And she's a beautiful-looking girl, isn't she, Selena Gomez? Right. Okay, I think we're going to bring Megan on in just 1 minute.
Okay,
she's
sounds good.
Still around. I think you're still there, are you, Megan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hiya, didn't you sound young?
Hi, Megan. Welcome to the Healing Fountain.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here.
It's
wow.
Good to be here.
And you were saying that all your family are awakened.
Yes, very much so.
That's great. And your two little brothers as well?
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
They are.
That must be so much easier when your mum is as well, because my mother wasn't when I was young, and she used to look at me like I had two heads when I used to say things like somebody
passed
over.
That's for sure, yes,
and say,
my mother was the same way. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got that going for you. Good for you. Wonderful.
That's brilliant. So you.
My mom is alike, so.
So you were saying you awakened when you were six.
Yeah, I awakened when I was 6 years old. 6 years old. My mom actually helped me do that. She actually invited me to meditate with her. So.
Great.
I didn't know what she was doing, but I did anyways, and it is like a whole new other world opened up for me, and so I started seeing things differently.
Wow.
And it was kind of weird, actually, and that many people could say, oh, yeah, my mom helped me awaken.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And so what age did you start doing the crystal healing?
I've always been fascinated with crystals. I got my very first crystal when I was 7. I've been using crystals for such a long time, but then I figured out they have healing properties, and I've been using them for healing. And so I've been doing it since I was at least 7 years old. So.
Wow, that's brilliant.
And I realized that you have different points in your body where you can touch the crystals too, and it can make a difference. It's actually so much better than actually taking physician medicine. It's so much better than works so much better than that. So I'm really glad about that.
Yeah. Well, they're absolutely amazing, aren't they? Because the vibration of a crystal is so pure and so balanced that that's what helps us to balance our chakras and to heal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just like I've always loved crystals. I have so many of them. I have like hundreds of them, and I'm still getting more. Because I love them, and my mom loves them too, and like I've studied them, my mom's helped me study them, and like my mom's like my teacher, so I've learned so much from her, and I could teach other people as well. So
wow. Well, Megan is on our sister site, The Gifted Ones, where we have other young people who have awakened, and there's quite a lot. In fact, it's amazing how many young people are awakened now, isn't it? Have you met some nice people on there, nice young people?
Yes, I have. I met some really nice people, especially on the Gifted Ones chat and everything. It's really great. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
There's so many other people. But usually I've been the youngest on there, but it doesn't matter. I'm still shocked that there's other people just like me out there. I'm like, oh, my gosh, hey, that's awesome.
Well, that's really good because, and we have Heaven Blessed in the chat room as well. And Heaven Blessed, Jean Marie, helps to run the Gifted Ones website. And it's so good that we have this website for the young ones because, you know, it must be, apart from the fact that your mum was awake, there must be people on there who've joined who didn't know that other people were awake. And I know a lot of adults think that they're going crazy when they first start to awaken, don't they?
Yeah, my mom, she didn't know what was happening. Because my mom was very Mormon. And then she started having weird confirmations that this wasn't right, that this is wrong. And it started to kind of scare her, actually. And I was young at the time, so I really didn't know what I was feeling or what I was experiencing, but I knew that whatever it was very real.
Yeah.
And so it was a big shock to her, and it was a lot of shock for other people. It came very easy for me because my mom helped me, but after that, I never really had to worry about it because I've already been seeing things since I was, 4. But when I was 6, it actually started happening more frequently. And so when I actually got to see things instead of seeing or hearing little things here and there. But ever since I was 6 and a little bit younger, I have not been normal. I have never been normal.
You wish.
No.
Yeah, normal is nothing more than a setting on a washing machine.
It's boring.
You get it.
Exactly.
So, do you know about other sorts of healing as well, Megan?
Yeah, I also do Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
I do herbal healing too. I do light healing as well, which is done telepathically, or through yourself to another being without talking or touching that person.
Yeah.
So I've seen how that works, too, and it's really amazing. I've used it on my friends before. They're like, whoa, I feel better. Or I was like, yeah. I call it light healing, but people call it many different things. But it's just a lot of different versions of healing. But all of them work for the same purpose, to make you feel better. So
yeah.
Not all that different, but just different versions of it.
Yeah, well, it all comes from the same place, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Actually,
right.
I learned that Reiki comes from home. It comes from where you came from. Because the kind of starseed that I'm supposed to be is Palladian. And I was taught that the Palladians harness the Reiki energy. And I was like, really? And I'm a natural born Reiki healer. I've been able to do it since I was little, and I've done it without me knowing.
Yeah.
And most people do it without it.
Well, it's no wonder you and I resonate, Megan, because I'm Pleiadian as well. So
really?
This is cool. Yes.
Yeah, me and my mom are both Pleiadians. And my brother Dylan is Assyrian. My brother Caleb is Andromedan.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And my grandma is Andromedan. My grandpa is Andromedan. My aunt's Andromedan. And my uncle is Octurian.
Wow.
Wow.
I have a big family of starseeds.
Yeah, mixed race there. From all over the universe. Multiverse, sorry. From all over the
yeah,
multiverses.
I had an experience about 5 years ago that was very real. It was in meditative state that reminded me that I was Pleiadian, and it was quite remarkable. I thought I was, you want to talk about, you know, going crazy. I thought I was, and I journaled the experience and later created a guided meditation out of it. So I know without question that I am. I was reminded.
Yeah. Well, how did you do that, Gary? I mean, what did you actually see?
Well, I was there. I went back there.
In
the meditative state, and I was surrounded by these beings. I was greeted with more love than I could describe, and the land was more beautiful than I can describe, and the people, the beings, the entities that greeted me surrounded me with love, and they were family. They call themselves family, and they said, they told me many things, and one of the things they told me was I would know other Pleiadians simply by their vibrations, and I do. Mm-hmm. And although I don't necessarily come out and tell them unless they ask me, that was a stipulation that they recommended that I do as well. They said I had to come back, and I didn't want to.
No, I know.
and they said, "No, you have other work to do, and to help love the planet awake, the planet toward ascension." And that's when I decided to get back on the radio. This is before I was online, before Blog Talk Radio, the Gold Ring, or anything else, and. I'm an old broadcaster, and I had been broadcasting for many, many years prior to that, and I got away from it for several years, and one thing led to another, and I got back on the air, this time with a message. And that's part of it, you know. And for a long time, I was very reluctant to share this experience with anyone, just like you said, Jan, about people looking at you like you had three heads, you know.
Yeah.
I was reluctant to share that, but not anymore. I've shared it openly. I've journaled it, and I put it in my Facebook notes once, a couple of times actually, and other places as well. So it was a very real experience. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like brilliant. I've been there too. Like unexpectedly, I actually was told what star I was from. I'm from Merope. And
yep, me too. I was told that too.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
My mom is from there too. And me and my mom were like, there's no coincidence that me and my mom were together in this lifetime, because my mom was married to my dad and they got a divorce because my dad is very closed-minded. He's a Mormon still, so he doesn't know about my gifts or my mom's or my other family, because I know that he will reject it and that he will, like, not believe me. Well, and that's okay, too. I don't care if he doesn't believe me or not. But, I mean, it's just, I'm just chugging along here, so, with my mom, and my mom helps me, so I know that I'm not alone, so I'm glad that she's here with me.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, none of us are ever alone anyway, are we?
No.
And there
we're constantly being watched.
We are. Out chapter.
Right.
And there are so many people now awakening. I mean, millions and millions of people. I mean, the Gold Ring alone has almost 6,000 members on it.
Wow.
Enough to scare the government.
I beg pardon?
That's enough to scare the government.
Oh, it is.
Like, oh, no. Oh, bye.
Well, have you heard Megan sing, Gary? She's a brilliant singer.
No.
Absolutely brilliant. And do you want to talk about singing for a minute or two, Megan, before we actually play your video?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I love singing. I've been singing since I was 3 years old. It's always made me feel better. I've always sang when I felt sad or depressed or nervous. And it's an energy release for me. It's not because I want to become famous or I want to, you know, be a professional singer. It's because I like to do it and it's a hobby and it makes me feel good.
Well, yay, and you're a good singer.
Thank you. And I've always loved it when I was little. When I was little, I remember talking to my mom, and my mom asked me what I wanted to be when I was older. And you know what I told my mom?
What?
I said, I want to be a superstar. And my mom cracked up laughing. And I find it hilarious because I would love to sing for my family. And actually, I sing so much that my brother tells me to be quiet 24/7. He's like, I'll start singing a song. He's like, no!
Oh.
Don't sing. He told me I sang bad. I was like, because you don't like to hear me sing because I sing so much.
Well, whenever I sing, they all ask me if I could sing solo. Solo, no, nobody could hear me. So.
And tenor 12 miles away.
Yeah, 10 or 12 miles away.
Yeah. But it's very healing, isn't it? It's very therapeutic for yourself to sing, and it can be very healing for the people to listen to as well.
Yeah, and I realize that singing is one of my passions, and I'm going to do it all the time until I die. So,
yeah,
that is
true.
My plan.
Brilliant. So, did you want to say anything about other starseed children?
Yeah, okay. Right. So, we have a lot of new kids coming in right now. Some of the names I can't even describe. Well, I know that they are indigo, and mostly the adults are indigos right now. My mom is an indigo child.
Yeah, me too.
A lot of my friends are indigos, yes. And and then there's the crystals. The crystals came second. I'm a crystal child. They came near the 97s and 98s and flooded to the 2000s. And then the rainbow children came in from the 2000s to 2009. So there's a lot of those around.
Yeah.
A lot of those. And then the newest form of children that I know are called the Diamond Light Children. And they are 2010 to 2014. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud to know that my baby sister is a Diamond Light child. And she was born about 2.5 months ago. So I'm really excited.
I'm really excited. Lovely.
To get to know her. Since my parents are divorced, this is with my dad and my stepmom. So they're very warm in, but I hope to tell her about fairies and tell her about the stuff I started off with when I was little, to know that fairies are real and stuff, and let them know that they exist.
Yeah.
And because fairies are our energies too, and things like that. And I realized that's what I started off with when I was little, fairies and elves and stuff like that when I was little. And then I started grasping onto bigger things like other worlds and star seeds and, you know, everything else that is a big part of the whole picture. So I'm really excited to get to talk to her about stuff as she gets older.
Yeah, that'll be brilliant. Well, I saw an elf when I was about 8. In the middle of the night, I saw it holding onto my door in my bedroom, and I wanted to get up and catch it so that I could prove to my mum that I had actually seen one, but I couldn't move a muscle at all. And so the next morning I opened my eyes and looked at the door straight away and looked as if I could see it, but it had gone. But I know I definitely saw it, you know.
Fairies are very real.
Yeah, they are.
I love them.
I do too. I've put a link in the chat room for everybody to click on, because we're going to listen to your song. It's a cover. Tell us about your song.
Well, it's a cover by Kobe Calais. It's called Magic, and it's one of my favorite songs ever. I've been singing it for 3 years, and I never made a video. So I decided to make a video, like, 3 days ago.
Yeah.
And so I really love the song. It's about her her relationship, but it's a really nice song, and I think it's really comforting and soothing. So that's why I like to sing it, and I sing it all the time. So I thought I'd make a video of it. So
yeah, that's great.
I love Colby Kelly. Yeah, me too.
Great. So we'll ask everybody to click on the link and pull the play up and just pause it.
Right. Everybody, click the link. Pull up the player, pause the player, and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us know you're all ready, and we'll count it down.
Yeah, I'll get over
onto
the
ticket
switchboard
to let us know
that
you're ready. And there's my ticket. I'm ready.
And there's mine. Okay, so I'll count you down, shall I now, everybody? So it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play. And you'll see Megan cueing her song.
Your fingertips, sniffing out all of my skin. Yeah, every time that I get close to you, you're making me weak with the way you look through those eyes. It's all I see is your face. All I need is your touch. Wake me up with your lips, calling me from up above. Oh yeah, I need you. I remember the way that you move. My dreams, it's hitting me harder and harder with all your threats. You are crazy gentle in the way you care.
like the angel that you are, Megan. Beautiful.
Thank you. That's my favorite song ever. I love it.
Oh. Well, we're going to bring you back on in a little while, but we're going to do our candle ceremony now. So if everyone wants to get the candles ready to light, we always do this live and in the moment. And we light our candles to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. And also, the light represents the light that we take out into the world to help other people to light theirs if they wish. And there is energy in the fire. It's a very powerful tool which, along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals, which is, as always, to send out love, light and healing to all mankind and all around the world. And I've also lit my Navshampa. And there's a question in the chat room earlier, how do we find out where we're from? And all we have to do is meditate and ask the questions. Because it's in meditating that we connect with our Creator. And that's when we get our answers. So I've lit the Navshampa, and that's purified the atmosphere, ready to invite the angelic realm, which we'll do right now. We'd like to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael. Please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth, in love and light, love and light, love and light. We'd like to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Uriel of the East. Please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Raphael, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind all around the world in love and light, love and light, love and light. Divine truth. Thank you. The energies of Sananda Jesus and Magdalena, please be with us now. Thank you. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guides and inspirers, guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. And we'd like to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you.
Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much. Doing the meditation today, we have our Gary. Thank you, Gary.
And we will begin as we always begin, simply by being aware. Aware of what we are experiencing. Aware of what's going on. As we close our eyes, this closes off the outer world, allowing us to experience what is inside of us, turning our attention inward. Experiences of what we are hearing and sensing all around us. Everything that happens in this meditation is absolutely perfect. Be easy. Let it all go. And as always, letting thoughts be a meaningless activity in the mind. A flow of energy. Not minding the content of the thought, not resisting, bringing the awareness to the body, noticing what you are feeling in the body. Perhaps you're noticing your heart beating. What about your breathing? Bringing your awareness to your breath. Noticing the breath moving in and out. Expand your stomach. Allow your breath to come into your entire being. Noticing how your body feels as you breathe. Bringing the awareness to the belly. Allowing it to soften and relax. Noticing how the breath goes deep into your entire being. No- noticing all of the aspects of the experience of breathing. Feeling the movement of the air in and out of the nose, the temperature of the air, the sensation of that movement. Breathe deeply. Easily favor the experience of breathing. Gently bring the attention to the area of the heart, bringing the awareness to the heart, letting the breathing happen in your heart, as if your heart is breathing. So our awareness is with the breathing, and also with the heart area, both at once. Breathing in through the heart, breathing out through the heart. This brings nourishing energy to the heart. It fills the breath with the energy of love. All sorts of experiences can come when we bring our awareness to the heart area. It wakes it up, connects us with what we are feeling there. In breathing in to the heart, we nourish the heart. Breathing out, we let go of what isn't needed. We cleanse the heart, letting all those ideas go and simply being present to the breath moving in and out. Simply being present to the heart. Whenever the mind has wandered, easily bring the attention back to the breath and to the heart, not minding what happens. There could be some ache in the heart, some pain. There could be some sense of the energy of love. Simply having our awareness on the heart nourishes the heart. Continuing for a while with the awareness on the breath and on the heart. Simply noticing whatever arises in that experience. And at any time the attention wanders, simply bringing it back to the process. Be simply aware of the breath, the experience of breathing. Again, relaxing the belly so the breath can move into the belly, and then bringing the awareness to all the sensations in the body. noticing the physicality of the body, being fully in the body, simply noticing what's being felt in the body. As we now prepare to come back from meditation, see how the body wants to move. Let it stretch and move. Take some deep breaths. Then just very, very gradually come out of meditation. And when you feel ready, open your eyes.
And now for the people who wish to, it's time to close the chakras. And to do that, we pretend we have doors. You go to the top of your head, closing that door. Then down to the third eye, closing that door. To the throat chakra, closing that door. To the heart chakra, closing that one. Then down to the solar plexus, closing that door. To the navel chakra, closing that one. And down to the base chakra, closing that door. Down to the feet chakra, leaving that one open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth. We're going to ask the Archangel Michael to put us into a pyramid of purple light as used by the ancient Egyptians for protection. He's taking you by the hand, putting you into the pyramid, sealing it at the top with a blue light, keeping you safe and protected until next time we meet or until next time you meditate. Thank you, Archangel Michael. I want to thank the angelic realm for being with us today. We want to thank Gary for the fabulous meditation. That was beautiful. And for Megan, a very talented young lady who's coming back on to speak to us again. Are you there, Megan?
Hey.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Indeed. Welcome back.
I wanted to... Oh? Have we got a taxi firm coming in? I'm picking up something.
Sorry.
Was it you, Megan?
Sorry.
Well, she's probably a naughty teenager at times, aren't you?
No worries. Sorry.
Did you... how do you go on at school, Megan? Do the other children know at school?
That I'm different?
The other kids, yeah.
The only one of my best friends know, and she is exactly like me. She is an empath, exact like me.
Yeah.
And she accepts me for who I am. Only two people know at school, and so I'm at least I have those two who understand me.
Yeah.
And you know, I really don't need too many people to understand me because I'm happy with the ones I have, and I'm happy with the gold ring, and I'm happy with everybody else that I have.
Well, that's
but,
wonderful.
So, but not everybody knows because I would totally get bullied at school. But I know that I don't care what other people think of me no matter what. And I don't need people's confirmation for me to make me feel special. So I'm really glad that I have some good friends who understand. So.
Yes. Yeah, that's
great.
The point for you. Yeah, I can remember that bullying part myself going through school too. So you're not alone.
I've always gotten bullied for when I was little in third grade and fifth grade. I got bullied, but now I know that you know I'm really more confident and I trust myself more now than I did then. But I mean, you just need to support yourself. So. And just realize that other people go through it too. But I realize that, you know, people seem to like me now, which is good. Because I'm nice to everybody. I'm one of those people who love everybody, you know, at school. Everybody at school knows me as a nice girl.
Oh, well, that's good, isn't it? And
yeah.
You're really pretty as well, Gary. You saw on the video, didn't you? It's a shame
right,
the
yes,
people on the radio listening
yes.
couldn't see her because you're a really pretty girl.
Thank you.
Yes, you really are. You're a very pretty young lady. Not like me. I have the perfect face for radio. So.
Me too, Gary.
But it's really amazing that you get it in one so young. You know, you already get it, which you know it took me a lifetime to get. You already get some things that have taken me a lifetime to get. What a journey it's been for me. So. You're on your way to becoming something that's beyond your scope from where you sit now, beyond ours. So this is very, very encouraging and very, very cool. And that's wonderful. It just pleases me all the way to my toes that you get it already. So hang in there.
Yeah, brilliant.
I kind of had to grow up a little bit faster than others because of things that's happened in my life, but they've also made me a better person. And I realized that I'm going through it young, so I don't have to go through it when I'm older. And I'm really thankful that it's happening that way instead of happening when I'm older, when things are more fragile. And so I'm really thankful that I'm able to learn more now and then still learn when I get older, but it won't be as complicated, I guess. That's how I think. But it's just at school, I realize that kids are on their own levels and that I know that whatever is going to happen to them, I hope it's going to be good, but I realize that I just need to let it go with love and light, and I don't really care what kids say to me, because I've been called fat at school.
You've been called what, sorry?
Fat.
Fat?
Yes.
You're not fat.
That's what I say. I'm like, what? I'm like, what are you talking about? And so, like, I'm like, okay, whatever. You can think that. I don't care. Because people, they obviously trying to, you know, like, put people down and stuff, but kids are pretty mean, but I realize that, you know, if I love everybody, they have no reason to hate me, so.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, I mean, it wouldn't matter if you were fat, would it?
No.
I mean, new babies just accept themselves, don't they? They don't say, does my bum look fat in this nappy, do they? You know what I mean? We all should just accept ourselves for what we are and just love ourselves for who and what we are.
I know. I'm actually tempted to become a principal and start a school like the ones I've imagined when I was a little girl. When I was a little girl, I imagined school being outside and all of us learning about, you know, chakras and all that stuff. I'm tempted to start a school like that where everyone thinks they're all equal.
Wow, that's an ambition, isn't it?
I'm like, okay, that'd be, like, the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Kids wouldn't get hurt, and they'd all be accepted for who they are. I'm like, wow, I think I want that to happen.
Yeah, it'd be another fame school, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be kind of like a spiritual school. Like, you know, like the Unitarian Church?
Yeah.
So we have, like, they have those here. And so, like, they have all different kinds of religions, and they talk about chakras and third eyes and stuff. That's the kind of church I go to.
Yeah.
So I could say, yeah, I go to church, but it's an awesome, cool church that talks about other things. And so I'm really excited. And I mean, I think that's how schools should be, kind of like that. They want to accept each other. But I don't know why kids like to segregate from another, like the popular kids to like the middle and then like the low. But I really don't understand. I mean, kids are all different, yeah, but I think we should accept each other's differences and think of it as a good thing, if not a negative thing.
I exactly. Mean, to help steer them and help them become more mindful of the fact that we are not separate. You know, we're all together. We're all related. We are all simply other versions of one another. We're mirrors to each other. And the quicker, the younger, I think, children get that, the better off their lives are going to be. So that's a wonderful ambition and a wonderful intent that you would be setting in creating such a school. Something that can educate rather than condition these young ones into coming up into a certain type of world and being a certain way, just to teach them and educate them.
Everyone should be their own selves. Like, I'm so crazy. Like, I just have fun all the time because even in the worst situations, I'm like, hey, but this is good. And my friends look at me like, wow, you're so strong, Megan. I'm like, not really. I just like to see the better sides of the situation.
Yeah, positive.
And I'm like, they're like, they always think of the pessimistic side. I'm like, hey, well, you're not going to die. You're not, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm really crazy. Like, if you ever met me, like, if you ever do meet me or anything, I'm one of those girls who would be dancing in the grocery store.
Yeah.
For some odd reason. Like, I'd do anything. I'm really crazy. But, like, my friends know that I am, and I'm just like to have fun. But it's my inner child, so I don't hide my inner child. I keep it out all the time.
Oh, well, mine's coming out again now. You know, they call it your second childhood.
Yeah, so is mine, actually.
My mom is like a big kid, no joke. She's like, she just acts exactly like me. She's just a big kid.
Yeah.
I think that's great. I think that everyone, I don't think age should be like a limit. It matters in how you feel on the inside and not on the outside. That's what I think. It matters what you got on the inside. So you're not old. I think of it as, I say my mom, she's 37 years young. That's how I put it.
That's brilliant. And it's so good that you're so positive as well. It's good
yeah,
to let all your school friends see that. Yeah, she's lovely, isn't she? No wonder you've got loads of friends at school and everybody loves you because you're just delightful. Anyway, that was a lovely song you chose, that Libra, Going Home.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And because you are a teenager, you like to have the young pop songs as well, don't you? Like this Skyscraper by Demi Lovett. So shall we play that for you now?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Oh, that was a lovely song.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous, that one.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was. And are you still there, Megan?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I can see why you like that one. Lovely.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs. It's one of my inspirational songs I listen to.
Yeah.
Whenever I get upset, I'm like, hey, I can do this, or that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that song. It's really empowering for me and a lot of people, I bet.
Yeah. I haven't heard that one before.
I haven't either.
It's one of her big songs. I love it. It's one of her best songs, I think, because it relates on her own experiences, because she's been through a lot as well. But who hasn't?
Yeah, who hasn't? It's part of living, isn't it? And
it is.
We come down here and choose to go on the journey we go on. We do choose it. Sometimes I've got to keep reminding myself.
Yeah,
exactly.
What's happening?
And in the chat room, Heaven Blessed says, Megan, keep creating your life in love and light. Thank you. And
yeah.
I second that.
Yeah, me too. And keep singing too.
Absolutely. Keep that beautiful perspective and keep shining your light.
It's what I want to do. It's what I know that I've been here to do this, and I know that, you know, no matter how many hardships that people and I go through, you need to keep hold of your goals. And I realize that I really need to keep meditating and keep pondering and learning new things about myself and learning new things about where I come from and what's ahead of us. So I'm really excited for our future. I don't care what's going to happen, because I know we're all going to be okay. And I know that we're all going to have a really good emotional clearing experience really soon. But I'm really excited. And I know that the energy around us are very real, because I feel it all the time. And I'm just really, it's a wake-up call for me. Everything is a wake-up call for me. And I bet it's a wake-up call for everybody else, knowing that we're not just the only ones here. That there's so many other people here that we don't even know about. And I'm really excited to know that, because especially at my age, to know there's so much more than life than just this. So I'm really excited to see my future and see what happens. And it's like a present. I'm so excited.
And present being the key word, because we've got to live in the now. And as you said, there's nothing to fear. Whatever happens, it's all by divine intention, and it should be happening.
Definitely.
Yes, it's all
so
perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything's perfect, as Gary always says. So next week we have Rosalie Muir, and she does Egyptian numerology. It's something called Gematria, and I haven't actually heard of it before, but I suppose it's like our numerology that we do, but because it's Egyptian... because it's Egyptian and ancient, I bet it's really interesting. So tune in next week for Rosalie.
Wonderful.
Rosalie Muir. She's from Australia, actually. So I'm hoping that we're going to get the time connection right, because I think it was about 12 hours difference. And when it's her daytime, we're in the middle of the night. So hopefully we'll sort that out. Anyway, I managed to get my live stream thing done last weekend, Gary.
Oh, how did that go?
Violet Flame meditation. It went. But anyway, no, I quite enjoyed it, but it was different. I think I prefer the radio, because I didn't have to put my face on, you know, for the radio. But I did enjoy it, and we had Holy Moses came along, so it was nice to see him there. It's nice to see some familiar names in the chat rooms, you know. And anyway, we have another song for Megan to play out with, and it's another Selena Gomez song, and it's called Who Says. So we want to thank you once again, Megan, because you've been absolutely fantastic, and we hope you come back
again
soon.
Yes, thank
you, Megan.
Thanks. I've been looking forward to this for like all month. I was like, oh, a few more weeks.
All right.
Oh. Well, you're welcome anytime.
The song is really good. I love the song.
Yes.
It's really inspirational, so... I'm excited.
We hope to have you back on again soon.
Yeah, very soon.
I hope to.
Okay, because people who didn't tune in tonight have missed a treat. And the people who did, thank you very much for being with us and helping to co-create the wonderful energy. And thank you, Gary, as well, as usual. Okay, so it's good. Good night. God bless from us. And here we go. Selena Gomez, who says you can dance
with
this
everyone.
One, I bet. Thank you.
Bye. I'll see you in
Bye.
The garden.
Yeah,
I love
see
you all.
In the garden. Bye.
I wouldn't want to be